Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
Acts chapter 10 proves that God hears the man who fears him. Cornelius, the Italian stallion, is told in a dream to go and fetch the rock named Peter. In the meantime, Peter's been wrestling on the roof. It was noon and time for lunch, but Peter didn't like what God had placed on the menu. Peter had perceived in a vision a ponderous picnic blanket sailing from the sky. It was full of incredible edibles, but not for a pious Jew. Where were the kosher morsels? Yet God commands Peter to eat. Peter's response is the ultimate contradiction. Not so, Lord. The word Lord means master or boss. How can he be Lord when you refuse to do what he requires? Peter is wrestling with his conscience. Our conscience is trained by either tradition or truth. It can fight against the Spirit or be his ally. In Peter's case, his conscience supported a prejudice that needed to be pinned. God was teaching Peter that what had once been called unclean would now be okay. That not only included pork chops, but Gentiles. Peter was vegetating on the vision when he heard a rap at the door. Cornelius' cronies escort him to Caesarea. Peter preached, and before he finished his sermon, heaven had begun its work. Faith was born in the heart of these Gentiles, and the Spirit was poured out upon them. The same tongues heard at Pentecost are now heard in Caesarea.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.